Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival. Philippians, Week 4. Counting all things lost to gain Christ. Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11. Tuesday. Philippians 3, verses 3 to 6. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have something to be confident of in the flesh as well, if any other man thinks that he has confidence in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, persecuting the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, become blameless. Related verses. Galatians 5, verse 24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Galatians 6, verses 13 to 15. For neither do they that become circumcised keep the law themselves, but they desire you to be circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. Romans 7, verse 6. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. John 4, verses 23 and 24. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, and this one crucified. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3, verse 3 says, For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Footnote 1 on circumcision says that New Testament believers genuinely circumcised by Christ's crucifixion. They are absolutely different from the Judaizers. They serve as priests by the Spirit of God, not by the ordinances of law. They boast in Christ, not in the law, and they do not have confidence in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Footnote 2 on serve says, The Greek word for serve here and the word for service in 2 verse 17 refer to the priestly service. Footnote 3 on have says, In verses 2 and 3, there is a threefold contrast. Believers who serve by the Spirit of God, in contrast to the dogs. Believers who boast in Christ, in contrast to evil workers. And believers who have no confidence in the flesh, in contrast to the concision. Footnote 4 on flesh says, The flesh here comprises all that we are and have in our natural being. The fact that the Judaizers had confidence in their circumcision was a sign that their confidence was in their flesh, not in the Spirit. Philippians 3, verse 5 says, Circumcised the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. Footnote 1 on 8th says, The day for a genuine Israelite to be circumcised. Being circumcised on that day distinguished him from the Ishmaelites. Ishmael was circumcised 13 years after his birth. and proselytes who were circumcised on a later day. Footnote 2 on race says, God's called race, the genuine seed of Abraham. Paul was not a descendant of the proselytes who were grafted into the race of God's covenant. Footnote 3 on tribe says, a lovely and faithful tribe, among whom was the royal city of Jerusalem with the temple of God. Footnote 4 on Hebrew says, a Hebrew born of Hebrew parents with Hebrew ancestry on both sides. Footnote 5 on law says, the law of Moses, which is respected by all Orthodox Jews. And footnote 6 on Pharisee says, the Pharisees were the strictest sect of the Jewish religion, a sect exceedingly zealous for the law of Moses. See note 71 in Matthew 3. Philippians 3 verse 6 says, as to zeal, persecuting the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, become blameless. Footnote 1 on zeal says, zeal for the law of Moses and for the Jewish religion. Footnote 2 on blameless says, found or proven blameless. This was in the eyes of man, according to man's judgment. In the eyes of God, according to his righteous law, no flesh is blameless. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Paul presented this list of qualifications for the purpose of showing the Philippians that they should not have any trust in the Judaizers. Paul once had been a leading Judaizer, but a radical change had taken place in him. Now, he was very different from what he had been before. This was a strong indication to the believers in Philippi not to follow the Judaizers. Paul's word in 3 verses 1 to 6 is also related to the experience of Christ. Had Paul remained a Judaizer, it would have been impossible for him to experience Christ. But because he became another kind of person, one who served by the Spirit of God, boasted in Christ Jesus, and had no confidence in the flesh, he could enjoy Christ and experience him in a very rich way. We also should be those who have no confidence in the flesh, in our natural ability, or in our heritage or tradition. Rather, we should be those who serve God by the Spirit, who boast in Christ, and who put no trust in the flesh. If we are such persons, we shall have the genuine experience of Christ.